Well, we're here on the back porch for an I'll never forget moment. Now, my wife says I say that a lot, and maybe I do, but I'm telling you, I just have a lot of stories to tell. You're probably already on the computer trying to figure out where in the world Sean got that awesome new camo pattern he's got on. I mean, check this out, but I'm sorry, folks. You're not going to be able to find this in the stores. No, sir, maybe it would be a good pattern for maybe the springtime. But this used to be the go-to shirt. I mean, I had the threads at one time. I had the shirt, I had the belt, oh, I had the kind of the baggy pants. I even had a buffalo hide jacket with fringe off the sleeves that every time I would pop my arms, man, it was just electrifying. Take my word for it. But anyway, so when my wife and I started dating, she really had her work cut out for her. Because I thought I was styling and profiling. Let me tell you what, I mean, I had the threads, I had the hair, not so much anymore maybe, but it was always combed, dyed, laid to the side, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, so she was very creative in a lot of ways to try to get my style back in line, I guess you could say. So, you know, like for this shirt, for example, I found it in the bottom of a drawer. The other night I was in the basement and I was putting away some hunting gear. Come across this shirt and I was like, oh man, I haven't seen that thing in so long. And then I started looking for the belt. Oh, the belt. Remember those woven belts? Yeah, that's right. Back in the 80s, why aren't they still in style? I can't imagine why not. But this belt and I had some kind of relationship now. I mean, I wore it with everything. Dress clothes, blue jeans, it didn't matter. So she knew that, boy, it was going to be hard for me to part with that belt. Let me tell you. So she got creative, and I'll just show you what she did. So here's what she did. She encased the belt in a shadow box. Check it out, folks. Oh my goodness, look at this. Behold the belt. I mean, and not only that, when she locked it up in the shadow box and got this idea, she wrote a poem for it. I'll read you the poem. It says, "Ode to the Woven Belt." Ode. I think that's French. Anyway, it says, "Oh, woven belt, you're one so hip on my hip. You kept my pants from taking a dip. Your soft, dark threads woven so tight, everyone claimed they've never seen such a sight. Nearly 6 feet long, oh yeah, from beginning to end, you became my new best friend. The way you went through the buckles and then looped around, back through the loop was the home that you found. Oh, there was no need for a wingman to catch the eye of a girl. No, sir. One look at you, and it would send their mind in a whirl. For years, you filled the space in the loops of my pants. But now a sad day arises as my friends take this stance." She kind of got my friends involved in it when I got this shadow box here. "Your new home from my hips to the wall. This is where your bounty can now be seen by all. So this is for you, so mighty and true, a belt I will cherish through and through. Oh, woven belt." I tell you what, folks, I about wore this belt out, but you know, just like this shirt, I'm not sure why it shouldn't be back in style. And as I got to looking at this belt, I thought, I'd like to wear that belt again. I mean, it looked so good before, I know it would look good now. Let's break it out of the box. Let's just give it a whirl. Let's see what we think. Oh, yeah. Don't want to break the glass. That is what I'm talking about. I'll tell you what, I've grown a little bit over the years, I believe. I can remember this belt being a lot longer. Oh, looky here. Oh, yeah. Pow! Check it out. Doesn't that look good? Oh, how comfortable. Hello, old friend. It's been a long time, you're just as lovely as you used to be. Don't you think? I tell you what, fads come and go, don't they? You know what's in today may not be in tomorrow. Whether it's clothes or whether it's vehicles, they come and go. But you know what? There's one thing that's constant. There's one thing that's never changing, and that's our Lord, our God. He is never changing. He is always there for us, desiring that relationship with us. And you know, there's some scriptures in the Bible. One is in Malachi 3:6 that says, "For I am the Lord, I change not." And in Psalms 102:27 it says, "But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end." And in Hebrews 13:8 it says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, the same today, and the same tomorrow." Man. And in James 1:17 it says, "Every good gift," this is one of my favorites, "and every perfect gift is from above, that cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning," which means He never changes. Isn't that awesome? God's desire for a relationship with us is constant. You know, and as Christians, that should be our desire with Him as well. But you know, we often drop the ball, don't we? We often drop the ball with that because we have good intentions. I am the same way. I get busy from day to day. I get busy and I get up in the morning, and sometimes, you know, I'm guilty of saying a quick prayer and thinking, man, I'll break open the Word later, and then life happens, it gets busy, and next thing I know, I'm about to go to bed. You know, and I didn't make it intentional that day. And then the same thing happens the next day. And then before I know it, sometimes by the end of the week, I'm thinking, man, I just didn't spend enough time with the Lord. But He is always there, ready for me to return. And I'm glad to know that He never changes. So, wow. He never goes out of style, does He? Kind of like this shirt, you know? Well, maybe not exactly like this shirt, but this is a good style, I'm thinking. The shirt, the belt. I'll tell you what, this baby might not go back in the box.
What are you doing?
I'm bringing back the belt.
You don't need to bring that belt back.
I tell you what, I'm bringing it back, baby.